Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a massive day hike. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Tomorrow is National Trails Day, and the Buckeye Trail Association has a mission. It's asking people across Ohio to hike a segment of the statewide trail in an effort to collectively cover the entire 1,400-mile loop in just 24 hours. Andrew Bashaw is the executive director of the Buckeye Trail Association and one of the people organizing this big day hike. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Very briefly, can you just remind us what and where the Buckeye Trail is?
The Buckeye Trail is a circular, long-distance trail completely within the state of Ohio. And it was started in 1959 in the image of the Appalachian Trail, originally to connect Lake Erie with the Ohio River. Original founders of the Buckeye Trail Association, like Emma Grandma Gatewood and many others, wanted to create a trail that they wished to hike. And they weren't going to wait for somebody else to do it for them.
Got it. So how does this event work? How is it possible for people to hike the entire Buckeye Trail in just one day?
Well, we're going to do it together. People can sign up and commit to a segment of the Buckeye Trail. We promote the Buckeye Trail as a great hiking and backpacking experience. But there's portions of the Buckeye Trail that you are allowed to ride a horse on. And some portions you're allowed to ride a mountain bike on. And we have a quirky one, too, that where the Buckeye Trail runs parallel to a river, we're even counting folks that want to paddle along, such as on the Maumee River in northwest Ohio or the Little Miami in southwest Ohio, and those kinds of examples.
Has this goal ever been accomplished before? What's the closest you've gotten?
Closest we've gotten so far is 89%. And so it's an aspiration to see if we can complete the whole thing together. And then we have a couple of events happening along the trail where people can gather at the end if they want to hang out with other folks who have tried to accomplish this ambitious goal.
Well, we've talked on this segment before about the Buckeye Trail being considered for National Scenic Trail designation. But for those of us who haven't stepped foot on the trail, what is it like to hike? Can you paint a little picture for us?
Oh, it's such a diverse experience, so it's hard to say. Some places are very front country and urban. We go through downtown Akron and downtown Dayton on their green corridors, but some places are very small W wilderness type settings, like the Merida unit of the Wayne National Forest or Shawnee State Park and Forest, very rugged and challenging. The peoples and the towns all along the Buckeye Trail also came from different places and have different cultural highlights. So there's a lot of history all along the Buckeye Trail. I think the thing that you have in common is those blue blazes that are connecting all these wonderful places together.
Let's talk logistics. If I want to sign up, how do I go about that? And if I'm not really much of a hiker, do I have to go far?
You don't have to go far. So the Buckeye Trail by its nature is within 90 minutes of every Ohioan. And if you're in central Ohio, you can go in any direction away from Columbus to find the Buckeye Trail. We've tried to make it as easy as possible by going to buckeyetrail.org and finding the biggest day hike announcement and clicking on Choose My Segment link there. As you can imagine, if you were segmenting a 1,400 plus mile trail, there are lots of opportunities to choose from. So you will have to think about it and do a little research about where you'd like to go and what segment is available. You might want to consider choosing a segment that hasn't been chosen already so that we can try to achieve that goal of completing the entire Buckeye Trail.
Andrew Bashaw with the Buckeye Trail Association. Thank you and happy hiking.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.